Hello all, group talk here with more amazing group topics. Well, today the group and I want to share with you our discussion on how to deal with reoccurring automatic negative thoughts. Now, group talk instructed the group to take some time and choose one negative reoccurring thought that plagues them throughout their day, their week, their month. And so then group talk instructed that the group then discuss and examine the evidence for and against this distorted negative thoughts. Well, we had quite a session over this topic. And we were able to uncover some of the assumptions, beliefs, and irrational thoughts within the self-defeating situation. We also were able to discuss techniques and skills that were suggested by various writers on the topic. One of my favorites is the building or the discussion around the evidence that I have for the negative thoughts. Now, here is where we discover how we are constantly dwelling on the worst of our experience in our journey in the past and things that may have happened at 7:30 this morning and you're still talking about it at 7:30 at night. Here's the inability to let go of these events that occur in our life. Now, we have some beliefs about those negative events and situations that have occurred in the past. And so, each day we wake up, or each time an incident takes place, these automatic thoughts come about to remind us to be fearful, to remind us of the hurt and the pain that that incident or situation or person caused in our life. And so we relive these negative events and situations over and over and over again in our head. So group talk asked, what would happen if I simply stopped the thought before I entered into this dwelling mode, right? What would happen if I simply said to the automatic negative thought that you know what, it's not happening now and I'm a survivor of it. So why do I want to bring that negative incident into my morning while I'm having my coffee, or into my day while I am busy trying to get through the task of my day? Why or what is it that I want from that past negative situation or event? What do I want? Well, Allah said, well, group talk, and first of all, I don't agree with it. Secondly, I wish it didn't happen. Thirdly, it's just not fair. And group talk response is always, I get that. It's not something you should forgive. It's not something that you have to like or even agree with. But what we are talking about today is not allowing that negative event or situation to continue to dictate how our day will be. And automatic thoughts are just that. They are very distracting. They feed on the worst fear. They keep us trapped. And I think we talked about this in a prior episode. Fear, letting go of fear. Right? And so again, we examine the evidence for the automatic negative thought. And as we sit here today, there is no current evidence of it continuing to happen. Yes, it happened at 7:30 this morning. Yes, it happened last year, last month, or last week. We get that. It happened. And there's no way of changing it, regardless of how we feel about it. Now, what is the evidence? That's the evidence for the negative thought. What is the evidence against the distorted automatic thought? It is filled with fear. It has interfered with more rational thoughts. It has interfered with our beliefs about our well-being. The fear that I don't want this to happen ever again. Well, let's take a look at what occurred when it did happen and how to sidestep certain behaviors that we invite into our life, like trusting the wrong person, not trusting ourselves to take care of ourselves. Right there, group talk, feel that is kind of the core. Not trusting myself to take care of myself if this situation or event were to occur again. And so when we talk about the evidence against the distorted automatic thoughts, we talk about the irrational thoughts. We talk about the irrational demand that we place on ourselves. Irrational is the key word. Irrational thoughts cannot be achieved. That's why they are called irrational thoughts. You understand? There's absolutely nothing rational about them because we're asking the brain to take care of something that has already occurred. And so the brain is like, okay, what do you want me to do about this? It has already passed. And now we've moved on to today. What would you like me to do about something that has already happened in our journey? I'm not sure what it is that you are asking me to do. And it's very irrational for you to demand that I fix something that has already occurred. And so the beliefs up behind these irrational thoughts, these automatic negative thoughts, is that we believe it should not have happened to me, but it did. We believe that we are not capable of taking care of ourselves, I will say. We believe that we are the victim of events and situations. And yes, I'm not saying that, I don't want to get into the victimized mentality, but yeah, you have good people that are victims of events and situations that they didn't bring amongst themselves or upon themselves. So yeah, we get that, but we can't live there. You just can't live there, you know. Group talk also shared with the group that it is a practice, an internal practice of being mindful of the decisions that you make, checking in with yourself to make sure that they are not, that fear is not motivating the thought, that you are not still dwelling on, or trapped, I should say, because dwelling sounds like it's something you shouldn't do. I mean, like, you're capable of doing whatever you like. You know, we all grown, and it takes time to come to terms with something different, right? But you don't have to live there unless you just want to live there, right? And so checking in with yourself to make sure that the decisions you are making are not based on fear. I share with the group that one of my biggest fears, especially at this level in my life, is the fear of having to walk through this journey or continue to walk through this journey alone. Now that's big. And having to check in with myself and others who will talk with me about it on what is it that I am willing to accept as a result of this fear of not wanting to be alone. And I remember my younger daughter saying to me that, everyone decides what they are willing to accept, right? And we're not talking about perfection here. We're just simply talking about human processing, right? And how, or the role, or the impact that these automatic negative thoughts can have on your ability to build healthy relationships with others, but also with yourself. The automatic negative thought comes up when you are at your most fearful moment or in your most fearful moment. It doesn't allow you to develop rational thought because we continue to hold these stern and rigid, irrational beliefs, which motivates these irrational thoughts. And so group talk suggested to the group that we move forward with the practice of, because you know, living is about taking action. And it is about what are we willing to do to reduce these automatic negative thoughts each time we are confronted with fear of any kind, right? And so Group Talk suggested that because this is an action process, ask yourself that question. What am I willing to do to not wake up every day or to not go through my day with this automatic negativity dictating to me my beliefs and my thoughts? The group and I thought that this was a very interesting topic, right? Excuse me. We will continue to monitor our negative automatic thoughts. We will continue to be mindful of the evidence that we are using to keep these automatic negative thoughts going. We will continue to discuss evidence against the distorted automatic thought. We will learn to identify and alter the beliefs that predispose us to distorted experiences. So we just wanted to share with you, hopefully to get some feedback from you on this topic. What are those automatic negative thoughts that plague you throughout your day, your week, your month, your year? And have you thought about what is the evidence that supports that automatic thought in your present moment? You know, I'm big on staying in the moment. It helps me to forgive myself so that I can forgive others. It helps me to validate myself so that I can validate others and get on with my day. I am very conscious of not holding on to negativity. I check in with my irrational thoughts, those irrational demands that I can sometimes make on myself. Or hold myself to the irrational demands that I can sometimes hold myself to, and my rigidity in my belief about it, because you know, you've said it, you know, I will never, well, you heard the saying, never say never, because you don't know. I simply say to myself that my relationship with the people in my life are more important to me than holding on to some negative event or negative situation that doesn't allow me to enjoy my relationship in the moment. And so, Group Talk and the group, we will continue to explore this topic. How to deal with automatic negative thoughts. I'm not really big on, oh, well, this is happening and this is what you need to do. I'm not trying to create any psychological nothing. I just like to have conversation about the concerns that we can sometimes have. Well, Group Talk will say goodbye for now, and I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.